Sixth parak of Shabbos, first Mishnah. We're continuing our lofas of Hoysav carrying. Till now, we're talking about what's considered a garment or a tachshit for the behemah, and therefore the behemah is allowed to go out with it, and what's considered a load that he's carrying, which would be prohibited. Now, we're discussing that people, men and women, what type of things are considered a garment or a tachshit, jewelry, which is permitted, the right for them to carry, and which things are considered just a load. That they're carrying or something they're holding, which would be also in the right for them to carry into Rosh Hashanah. There's a mission. What things could a woman wear when she goes down? What could she not wear? They take the Isha Lindus with the stem of Lindus with the Pishtim, the Lindus, the Rosh. She should not go out with strands of wool or flax or different type of strings which she would braid into her hair. The idea behind this is it is some type of tachshit, it looks good. But the problem is that when she goes to the mikveh, she's going to have to loosen them up because they're considered chatzitza, they were put in very tight. And anything that's a chatzitza for a mikveh, she cannot go out with because it's concerned that when she leaves the mikveh, she will be hastily leave the mikveh and before she puts those strings back into her heel, she'll carry them in the Shusha Rabbi. Yeah. The Moshe Feinstein, another post, he wanted to bring proofs to different halachas. In Hilchos Chatzitza and Mikvot, from these Mishnayos over here. Because once again, anything that's mutter to go out with Lachar, should not be a Chatzitza. One should not pass in anything out himself because the proofs need to be clarified by Talmud Chacham. Okay. Lititvo Behem Ashatiratim, and you're not allowed to go to the Mikvah with them until she loosens them up, which is the reason why you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Loi Vitoitefes. She should not go with that. The tefes is some type of forehead band that she would put on. And the loibit sanbutin, this is something that was hanging down from that headband, forehead band. You know, all these things are also this manchein atfurim, only if they're not tied on, because there's a concern that she'll take it off and she'll show it to a friend and then carry it also. The truth is, all jewelry, midin in the Gemara, is also to wear in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah because we're concerned that a woman would take it off and show it to a friend. The reason why people are makel today and wear the jewelry, the various reasons, one of the reasons is that we're in the sad fact that in most places we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to a Raisa. But it's a discussion in the Pesachim, why women today are makel to wear jewelry, but as we know, the many gets to wear jewelry. Lay the kavod Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So once again, she cannot go out with this, and also not with a kavod. This is some type of piece of cloth, which she would put underneath that band that she put on her forehead. The band would be generally made out of some fancier, either metal or material, and underneath it, you put a cloth. All these things, like we're saying, one should not go out into a shusha rabbin, because it's the type of thing she may take off and show to a friend. Below the ear shall dove. She should also not go out with a city of gold, which is a type of crown that they made for the woman that looked like a city of gold. Below the katola. Katola is something that they would have put around the neck and they tighten it. In those days it was considered beautiful to have a fatter face. So they would tighten something around the neck to make the face look bigger. Below the nizamin. She shouldn't go with nose rings. Earrings are permitted. Even the Genus and Mishnah. She should not go out with a ring that does not have it's not a signet ring. Now, the signet ring is considered just carrying something because that's not the tachshit, it's not something for beauty. But a regular ring, she shouldn't go out to Rishos Rabbim because of this concept that in the times of the Mishnah, it was also to go to Rishos Rabbim. Or it's passing the Mishnah to a real Rishus Ram, one's not allowed to go out with any of these jewelry. So, love a machel chain and a kuva, also not to go out with a needle that's not a hole in it. If it has a hole in it, it's just carrying a needle that's used for sewing. If it does not have a hole in it, it means that it was used primarily for decoration purposes, jewelry purposes. And therefore, all these different types of jewelry, one should not go to Rishus Rabbin, but in Yotzah, then the Chayav is Chatas. Not either the Raisa, she doesn't have to bring a problem because, once again, this is Iker Din, a Tashin is considered wearing something, it's not carrying, but there's a gzeira, maybe you will take it off.